All right, KZ.
W5NOR. Repeater. Error. Error. The time is 2100 hour. Error. Error. The time is 2100 hour.
KG5. KZ. Kilo Golf 5. Quebec. Echo Zulu.
W5NOR. Repeater.
Heard a voice and thought I should answer it. Didn't catch the call. This is N2EST, November 2, Echo, Sierra Tango.
Echo, Sierra Tango, KT5QZ, Kilo Golf 5, Quebec, Echo Zulu, sir.
You were perfect copy, but I'm just kind of, I didn't quite catch the call there, so if you could repeat it. Again, it's N2EST, name is Jim, I'm in Norman. Whereabouts are you?
Sorry, I think you said Jim, sir. I-40, talk to our register. It's a Kilo Golf 5, Quebec, Echo Zulu. Name is DJ Delta Juliet.
Okay, DJ. I just wrote it down that time. That makes it a little easier for me. Pleased to meet you. I am in Norman. Were you at the Elmer's night tonight?
Sure. I can't hardly make anything down there, unfortunately. I think we've talked before, EST. But anyway, I don't have my log sheets. I had cleaned all my house up and stuck everything over here in the corner. My radio room's a formal living room we don't use for much, except once in a while. And so when people come over company, I pile it all in the corner and cover it up. And when they leave, I pull it all out a piece at a time as I use it, which means the 2-meter radio. And then within a few days, the HF radio. I can only do 6 and 10. I'm a tech, but anyway, it's one of those things.
I understand. I'm kind of lucky right now. I've got a garage that has a workbench built into it, and I just moved here a few months ago, but haven't gotten around to setting up the station until recently. Probably the last time we talked, I was probably in Oklahoma City, but I am in Norman now, kind of over near Norman High School.
Roger that, and where'd you move from, and why?
Well, like I said, I was in Oklahoma City, over near Oklahoma City University, and moved for a job. Wish it had been happier circumstances, but I do like Norman quite a bit. Does that ring any bells? Living up, I was up near corner of Penn and Northwest 15th.
Not really, but I think we've talked before, and that's very unfortunate on the marriage thing, but, you know, life happens, and things are what they are. I did read a deal the other day, though, that said millennials are staying married longer than any people born in the last two generations, which I find absolutely amazing, and they do that, you know, it is what it is, and you can't control everything. But at some point, I think people, there's somewhere people about my age, they, a lot of people throw the towel in way too soon, and we'll leave that what it is. So, unfortunately, that's that. But, so you move closer for a job, because that's where you're working. And, you know, man commutes. I tell you what, I could go on for an hour about that. But I hear people talking about an hour, 2 hours, 3 hour commutes. Denny used to commute, I think it was like, I don't know, it was a couple hours each way, and I just blew my mind. So, like, your dollar per hour of income goes down so fast when you start adding in a hour, 2 hour each way commute. It's not even funny, let alone expenses.
I hear you. You know, as for the millennials, I read the same article, and I say good for them. They've probably learned a lesson from us idiot baby boomers. As far as the job, funny thing, that did not work out either. So I'm currently freelance, which is good. I work as a graphic designer and cartoonist, of all things. One of the things I do a lot of is create custom QSL cards. That's keeping me busy for the time being. But I need to broaden my market a little bit, and I need to work on my website to just do that. This is N2ESC.
All right, I don't need cartoons or a... or a QSL card. The one I sent out was to the space station I've only been a ham for 2 years, by the way. In a month. But anyway, I will be a ham for 2 years. But I will. I could use your services. I don't know what they would cost. I can't spend a ton. I could spend a little bit. Somebody said, "Oh, you need some flags, blah blah blah." And I went and looked at it. I downloaded the stinking the diagram or whatever they use in the software package. You're supposed to download the whatever that's called, the outline. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure. I do know what the outline is. And by the way, the washer and dryer are out here too. So I'm like walking across the garage and. When your transmission ends, I walk across the garage to answer. I do not know what you're talking about there. Tell you a couple things. First of all, other than to note that that's what I do, I can't really talk about it here because that would be discussing business and we are amateur radio. For what it's worth, though, you do not need a fancy QSL card to do the job. For a long time, even when I was using my own cartoon, I was having it printed at the local Kinko's. I guess they call themselves FedEx Office now. But I'd have them printed up there, chop them up there, just did, you know, on colored stock, cheapest thing that was postal legal, you know, it just had to be a certain thickness. And that worked just fine. And as long as you've got something interesting on your QSL card, it does not have to be fancy at all.
All right, two things there. No, I agree with what you're saying. I sent out a postcard. Actually, took me like 2 weeks. Place I stop about 3 times a week, and took me 3 weeks to or 2 weeks to remember to actually grab some postcards because you can't just walk in most places and buy them. You got to go to a truck stop or somewhere anyway. That business goes. You're not on here trying to just pump a business. You can't talk about it. It's not what you might think, but anyway, at least that's my understanding. So it ain't like you're sitting out here, you know, running ads, calling CQ and running ads for something. So that's a different deal. But anyway, I'll try to grab your info here and if I can make contact with you. Now, it's like a grid line layout something when they ask you to submit artwork that goes back into a, it's just a layout lines. And so you have to design something to fit the nose. I've been using not paint. My wife loves that. She's an artist. She can draw or design anything, and cartoons she can draw. But what is that called? I used to use Adobe Photoshop, but then the licensing and all the stuff they expired, the updates and all the things, and now there's one you can get. There's GIMP, but I couldn't hardly handle that. There's the other one. I cannot think of the name. I think it's Paint.net. You ever use that?
No, I don't. I've heard of GIMP, never used it. Have used Photoshop for like, gosh, I guess it's going on 25 years now. It's, you know, common piece of a toolbox for a professional artist. I use the whole Adobe Creative Suite. You can use anything. You can even use Microsoft Office if you could make it work. The only advice I would give is while you can send a postcard of any size, most of the holders and, you know, the way they store those things are geared toward 5.5 by 3.5, which used to be standard postcard size. That usually isn't the first thing everybody prints anymore because postcards, you know, people don't send postcards to write anymore. They send them for advertisements, so they usually send them somewhat bigger. But 5.5 by 3.5 is your best. And do a design where, if you can, all information is on one side. That would include your call sign, the other guy's call sign, and all the contact information. Even if you decide to do a really fancy design on one side, having the other side complete by itself is a good idea. Reason being, even though they don't do it as much as they used to, when they check QSL cards for awards and everything, it makes it easier on the people who have to do it because they only have to look at one side of the card to do their job. You know, doing it on both sides, that will work too, but preferred is get all the information on one side if you can. This is N2EST.
KG5QZ. Yeah, I totally get that. But all the information there, right there in front of them. The one and only one I sent off, it was, like I said, it was a postcard from a truck stop. It had a Ford Jubilee tractor on, a little bar in the background, a typical Oklahoma scene. And I wrote what I had to, which was mine and theirs, time of day, blah, blah. I honestly didn't expect a reply. It took about a month. And by George, I got one from the, not space station, the, what's it called now? The Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Oh, I got that one, too. I talked with them on PSK-31. That is very cool. That's a great QSL card to have. For what it's worth, also, even though I always send out paper QSLs, I'm also set up on Logbook of the World. A lot of people still send out QSL cards, but almost everybody uses Logbook of the World at this point. And it makes verification just super easy. So, I do it both ways.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I mean, and, QRZ, there's all these other ones, and I've made like one contact, and they spend more time telling you all the ways that they can log it. And I'm like, I don't do any of that, but thanks for the contact, you know. But no, the one in Houston, that was fun because anyway, I talked to the guy, and after he couldn't find nobody to talk to, I come back to him and talked for a few minutes, and I had a good little time there. And anyway, I decided to go take the effort to find a card, mail it out. And I got one back. But, yeah, pretty cool. But, no, that was on 10 meters from here to Houston.
What mode did you use?
What we're talking on, I guess it may have been sideband. So, call it 10-meter sideband.
That would make sense. Very cool.
It is what it is. But, no, it was just fun. It was just a day. I was... come home Saturday, Sunday, whatever, dialing around on the radio, and by George, man, the guy was just hammering down, calling, and, you know, I get in there and make contact, those things for contact, exchange, whatever, and going about it, and I went and did my stuff, and I came back in here an hour or so later, and he was calling, couldn't find nobody. I said, yeah, I talked to you earlier, and, you know, keep the frequency open. If you have a conversation at some point, somebody else will come in, and he sat there and talked for a little bit, and Dave was the guy's name. Pretty nice, but I thought, man, that's pretty cool. You know, when you work for NASA, and one of your jobs is to go sit in a little radio room and make calls for contact just because you're having a little event, you know, that's a dedication to what you're doing. Like I said, it's the one and only QSL card I ever received, but I was pretty proud of it when it came in the mail.